Hello everybody, welcome to Food for the Soul. I'm Madonna Crawford. This is my podcast. I am going to be talking to you today about brutal honesty, opposed to dishonesty. I'm going to be bringing you a case in which, unfortunately, the world know all too well, regarding the case with Ray Carruth, who was a wide receiver in the NFL in 1999. He was convicted of having his girlfriend, who was carrying his baby of 8 months, gunned down by a hitman. And the story, I'm going to use this story, to make my discussion regarding brutal honesty and dishonesty. Okay, in 1999, Ray Carruth was dating a young, beautiful woman, 24 years old, named Sherika Adams. Sherika Adams was 8 months pregnant for him with his son. He did not want the baby. Okay. And he wasn't going to, literally do anything himself. So he hired a hitman, a literal hitman. This is like right out of the movies, folks. Unfortunately, it was not a movie. He hired a hitman, 285-pound man, 6'4", named Van Brett Watkins. This was a mean guy. He was. What happened one night, Sherika Adams was driving along the road, and Ray Carruth and his hired hitman was trailing her. They pulled alongside her and shot her 4 times with a .357 Magnum. 4 times, people. This woman was 8 months pregnant, okay? Thanks to the Lord, she was able to call 911. She had her cell phone with her. She called 911. She gave a total full description of the person who was involved in this, her boyfriend at the time. And she gave details. She told that he was an NFL player for the Carolina Panthers, that she was 8 months pregnant. She did all of that. Unfortunately, a few days later, a week or so later, she was taken off life support and she died. However, thanks to the Lord, her baby boy was delivered 2 months early and he survived. Beautiful baby boy named Chancellor. Her mom, her wonderful, courageous mom, took the baby in and raised him. Is still with him now. He was born with cerebral palsy defects due to the traumatic experience from his being born into the world under the circumstances. I have a couple of audio bits from the hitman himself in his own voice and from the police officers when they were able to find and locate Ray Carruth. He ran when he discovered that she had passed away. He ran and went into hiding. However, he has been released since then. And I also have an audio clip from that. I will not play Sherika Adams' 911 call because it's out of respect for her family and her son and herself. I will not play that. If you want to hear that, it is on the internet for anyone to hear. You can hear it YouTube free, you can hear it Google, but I will not play that, okay? Out of respect. So I'm gonna give you I'm gonna start with the excerpt from the video audio of what happened. Thank you.
My name is Van Brett Pierre Watkins Sr. I'm in North Carolina Department of Corrections for the murder of Sharika Adams.
Van Brett Watkins claims to be a professional killer.
I didn't have no qualms about killing a pregnant woman. I plotted it out, and I did it quickly. And it was my toughest hit ever. Some people, when they kill somebody, they go get drunk and they go get high. Some people, when they kill somebody, they go get something to eat. I go to the Waffle House. Cheese melt, omelet with onions, hash browns. But I know I gotta get out of North Carolina. Got the music on. I got me a blunt of weed. And I'm not thinking about nothing.
The story starts months earlier.
He got a message on his answering machine from his attorney who said that Sharika Adams had passed away. About 10 o'clock that night, he decided, I'm going to contact an old friend, Wendy Cole, and he said he begged her to take him to California.
My reaction to Ray fleeing to Tennessee with yet another girlfriend was just another very big display of his cowardice.
I received a call from the FBI in Charlotte and telling me that they have an arrest warrant for Ray Carruth. And they had developed information that he was in a motel in Wildersville, Tennessee. So we went into the hotel, spoke to the manager, and she told us, yes, there was a young lady, Wendy Cole, staying in that room. And a short time later, Miss Cole walked down. I asked her if Ray Carruth was with her. She said, no. I said, where is he at? She said, well, I'm not sure, but he's around here. And I sat down on the side of the bed and I said, you know where he is, don't you? She just stared and then I said, where is he, Wendy? And she looked at the keys and I didn't pick up on it the first time. I said, where is he, Wendy? And she looked at the keys again. He's in the trunk, isn't he? I said, Ray? Yeah, this is Mark Post. I'm with the FBI, and I have agents surrounded the car. We're gonna pop the trunk. As soon as we pop the trunk, just enough for your hands to come out, that's the first thing I wanna see is those hands come out. And his hands came right out.
What you gonna do when they come for you? you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? When you...
Charlotte, a star on the football field, turned felon. Former Carolina Panthers receiver Ray Caruth will walk free after serving almost two decades in prison.
In order to be forgiven, you have to accept responsibility. So with him, you know, those were his words. I take responsibility. And when you look at that, it takes a hell of a man to do that.
Tonight we talk with his mother, who says she will not be here when her son is released. Monday, good evening and welcome. I'm Molly Grantham.
I'm Paul Cameron. Caruth was found guilty of orchestrating a hitman to kill his girlfriend, Sharika Adams, November 16th, 1999. At 8 months pregnant and with four gunshot wounds, she was able to call police. She died later. Caruth went to prison for planning her murder. Monday, the now 44-year-old will walk free for the first time in more than 18 years. And tonight, Ray Caruth's mother speaks to WBTV about her mixed emotions days before her son is set to be released. WBTV's Alex Giles spoke with her this evening. And Alex, you say that she's not going to be here Monday.
Now, Paul, she tells me this is what her son wants, to not have her there. But she admits that will be tough for her.
De'Audrey Swift, Ray Caruth's mother, spoke to us via video chat Thursday evening. We couldn't talk in person because she's on the other side of the country.
Okay, everybody, you've heard the story. Now, we all are aware of what happened. It's been some time ago. But this, I used this as a reference for my episode of Brutally Honesty versus Total Dishonesty and Denial. As much as we dislike the hitman and what he did, because I ride and I look past the surface and the obvious, I realize that this man, as horrible as act as he committed, was a brutally honest man, person. He left nothing to the imagination. He took us through his emotions, how he felt about what he did, why he did it, you know, and what he did afterwards, how he felt afterwards, everything. And he did not blink an eye. If you watch the video, you can go online and see it. He doesn't blink, okay? He does not blink. He doesn't stammer. He says it straight through. And I said, well, you know, it's terrible what he did, but that is rare, people. That is very rare, a quality. That's a quality, actually. You know, not what he actually did, the act, but the fact that he did not try to minimize his role in it, you know, to get less time. He said it just like it happened. And he said it was so clear, such clarity, you could almost... like, you could feel it, you could, you know, it's like maybe you were there. On the other hand, Mr. Caruth denied from the very beginning to the very end, till they took him away in handcuffs to wherever he served his time. Now, when he was released, of course, as you see, his mother said that he was remorseful. Well, you know, in order to get out of prison, you have to be remorseful. You have to at least say you are, and you have to act like you are. It's a possibility that he is, but we'll never know, because he only seemed to show remorse when it was beneficial for him to do so. And it was 20 years later, at least, just about 20 years later after everything happened. So my thing is this, the two both... I did horrific thing, crimes, okay. However, one of the men, the one that actually carried out the hit, the murder, was very honest. He's a very honest person. One was not. He was in denial, would not take responsibility. You know. Now, which of the two people would you like to encounter in life, you know? They're both scary, but I'm just saying, you know, there are people that are honest, you know, and they will admit what they have done, no matter how bad. It's brutally honest. There's honest and then there's brutally honest, like, you know, this. And then there's total denial in the people that do not take responsibility until they actually have to, until it's beneficial for them. So that is my podcast, my episode for tonight. It's give you something to think about, everybody, you know. And I use this case to make my point here. So if you like it, please share it with your family and friends. I want to tell you thank you for listening. Have a great day. And go out, have a good time. And remember, Jesus loves you, even if you don't know him or love him. Peace, everybody.